Well, hello and welcome to another episode of She Speaks Stories. This is Katie.
And this is Julia.
And we have one of our favorite returning guests and authors with us again today to tell us another story, Roberta Damon, who, if you remember, missionary, has her doctorate in family and marriage counseling and did that for like 30 years on a church staff, lived in South America and ministered and just all kinds of wisdom.
Yeah,
but what we love the most about her, and lots of books, and we've read her books, and she's brilliant, but she's funny.
Oh, yes, she's so fun. Oh my gosh. And she brings so much joy whenever she tells her stories. We have so much fun listening. I'm thrilled that she's back.
And she is back with another story. So listen up.
Well, are you ready for another story?
Yes, ma'am. We cannot wait.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Bill and I came back to the States in 1983. Bill went to work in Dallas for Texas Baptist as missions coordinator. And I went back to seminary at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth. And so he would go off one direction in the morning and I'd go off in the other direction. We'd meet for supper that night. But Bill later went to work at the Foreign Mission Board in Richmond. And when we moved to Richmond, I took a staff position at First Baptist Church there as a marriage and family counselor. But I continued to go on mission trips. And I'll tell you about this one. In the summer of 2006, a group from First Baptist Church in Richmond had a profoundly moving experience. For the seventh year, our team spent 2.5 weeks in Ružomberok, Slovakia, teaching in a Christian English camp. I know. Czechoslovakia, it used to be, and then it was the Czech Republic. Now it's the Czech Republic and Slovakia to the south.
Right.
Anyway, on Saturday, we took a side trip into Poland to the little community of Oświęcim. You may not recognize the name. It is better known as Auschwitz. A lovely young, a lovely young Polish woman was our guide. She spoke heavily accented but perfectly correct English. She showed us through the death camp where 1.5 million people were murdered. We saw the bins of shoes, the massive piles of eyeglasses. We saw suitcases labeled with the names of people gassed in the crematoria, baby clothes, human hair baled for the manufacture of upholstery fabric, the torture room, the gallows, overwhelming to the senses, the ultimate results of man's inhumanity to man.
Yeah.
At the end of our tour, she took us up to the selection, she took us up to the tower that was built over the selection center, where those trains, that was where they stopped and disgorged all those people from the cattle cars, and part of them went to slave labor and part of them went immediately to the gas to be murdered. In the 1940s, during the war, the huge searchlights on that tower oscillated and illuminated the electrified barbed wire at the end of the rail lines. And I recognize the tower and the selection center from the movie Schindler's List. I don't know whether you have seen that movie, but it's just about more than you can take. But our guide told us a story. Yeah. Our guide told us a story. We were standing there in the tower, and she told us a story, the story of Jerzy Bielecki and Sila Salbuska. Jerzy Bielecki was Polish, and he was a prisoner at Auschwitz. Sila Salbuska was Jewish, and she was also a prisoner. And under horrible circumstances, they fell in love. Jerzy arranged for a friend to make him an SS officer's uniform. And when it was ready, he put it on. He marched over to Sila's barracks. He shouted out the number tattooed on her arm. He grabbed her by the hair, and he marched her out of the front gate under the sign, famous sign. You've probably seen it in newsreels. Arbeit macht frei in German, and it really means work makes you free, or labor liberates. They hid by day. Those two, they hid by day. They walked toward Jerzy's home by night. Once there, he went to fight with the resistance, and she was hidden with a family in the little town of Krakow. At liberation, they each looked for the other through the Swedish Red Cross, and they were each told that the other had died. Eventually, she immigrated to New York. She married. She had a family. He stayed in Poland. He also married and had a family. 39 years passed. One day, she was telling this story to her cleaning lady, and the lady said, "No, he's not dead." She said, "I heard that same story on TV. He was being interviewed. He's alive." And she managed to call Poland, and she found him in Poland. And they agreed to have a reunion, and they agreed to meet at the selection center at Auschwitz. He arrived there first. He stood at the selection platform, and in his arms, he carried 39 red roses, one for every year they had been apart. I told this story as a part of a sermon I preached at First Baptist Church in Richmond, and this is the way I ended that sermon. Listen to this. This story has haunted me in these subsequent years. I must make theological connection. It is evident that the young Polish man is the Christ figure, literally saving the young woman. He represents the life giver. It is what Christ does for all of us. He meets us at the point of death, of grief, of estrangement, of tragedy, of hopelessness. He meets us with blood red roses plucked from the gardens of paradise, tender tokens of his sacrificial love.
Ugh. Oh my gosh, that needs to be a book. I need to read this story. I need more details.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can look up, I can spell his name. You have a pen?
Yeah.
Can you write this? I'll spell it. Jerzy. Jerzy. We'd say Jersey, I would think. Bielecki. Okay. It's Bielecki. Well, Bielecki. And Silas Cybulska. Cybulska. So you have their names, and you can look them up. Google them, and the story is there. That story is so haunting to think of all they went through, and he saved her life. But he was the Christ figure in her life. Yes. I don't know how you would categorize that story, but it just says so much about what Christ has done for us.
Hey friends, Julia here. Hey, did you know that She Speaks Stories has a newsletter? Yeah, we do. To subscribe to it, just head over to our website, shespeaksstories.com. We are also on socials, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram by just searching She Speaks Stories. We post and share all kinds of fun things. So following us is a great way to stay connected and updated on all of that fun. We just love our story community, and we hope you can join in on the sharing of stories because, as you know, we say all the time, stories change lives.
I think it's an affirmation story.
Yes, yes.
Because it's affirming our faith by hearing that God has a big picture plan in our lives. He used that love to exemplify, like you said, Christ, but also to save her life and to allow her to have a life. And so I feel like that affirms how God knows us and loves us. And it increases the listener's faith, I think.
I believe, like with affirmation stories, like Roberta, you're an author, you're a speaker. So God will bring a story to your heart and affirm a parallel, like a spiritual parallel in your heart to share with others. So I can picture you at that church in Richmond, using that story as an illustration of who Christ is, what he's done, which then affirms people who are saved and trying to walk with Christ, it affirms their faith, but people who aren't, that draws a parallel of, wait, I'm kind of at a crossroads where I'm lonely, I'm desperate, I'm sad, bad things are happening to me. Yes. I need a savior. I need somebody like Jersey.
Yes.
And now this woman is saying that's Christ. So I don't know. Wow. Beautiful.
Well, listen, let me tell you, I'll share something else with y'all. I just finished a series on the little book, Dear Abishag.
Yes.
And you did pronounce it correctly.
Oh, good job.
And it's so good.
The 30 women in that book, the little known women of the Bible, and I did 10 sessions, 3 women a session, over at an assisted living place in Richmond. And I would go over in the morning when I had a caregiver here for my husband. And it was fun. But then I said, you know what? I've got some really good stories. And I'm going to, every time we do 3 women, we'll study them, but I'm going to give you a story every time I come that's not related at all, but it will touch your heart. And so I have quite a collection of wonderful stories. And the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go back and I'm going to do a series on just stories.
Well, I tell you what, if you have more, you get on this podcast because we are called She Speaks Stories.
I know.
And you're one of storytellers ever.
Well, bless your sweetheart. I tell you what, I'm spouting them out. And do you know, James Weldon Johnson, who wrote God's Trombones, African-American, wonderful, wonderful. It's full of poetry and so forth. That one, there's, I could sit here and name 15 stories, but they touch my heart. And I figure if they touch me, they're going to touch others as well, you know, and I'm just going to call it story time and like kindergartners coming to story time. But I think the women will love it.
And I do. I would like you to invite Julia and I to your story times and we'll drive down to Richmond.
Yes. Come on. Please. Listen, I tell you what, girls, you could stay at my house. You know, I wouldn't even, man, that'd be great.
Done.
I'd love it.
We would meet you in person, Roberta. You are a delight. And we just want to thank you so much. And in a couple months, we'll just have you right back on here to tell more stories.
God, love your sweetheart. Listen, thank you for having me. I just thoroughly enjoy. And I just enjoy hearing the two of you laugh and talk. It's great. you lift my spirits.
And vice versa.
Yes, same.
Truly, isn't that what sharing stories is all about? I mean, through the ages, people sharing stories bring so much encouragement, laughter, and hope.
Jesus was quite a storyteller, wasn't he?
Yes. And if we're his followers, we should implement the same strategies he used. He knew stories would help open people's minds to truth better, but not apart from like preaching or lectures, but to enhance preaching or teaching. Stories just connect with our brains.
And he made us relational.
Oh,
and I feel like stories are so relatable. And like you're saying, Katie, it's a person talking about a person. And so I think that's just the way we take in information the best. It's like singing a song or hearing a story are the two ways that it goes down so easy. So it is, it's a delight to hear these stories.
Roberta, I love it. Thank you, my friend. And we'll let you get back to your husband. How is your husband these days, by the way?
Oh, listen, y'all, he has dementia, but physically he's still walking on a walker. So, you know, we take every day one day at a time. But I will tell you this. he asked me the other day, he said, are we married? And I said, no, honey, we've been living in sin for 65 years. and then I said, no, I'm just kidding you. Yes, we're married. And he said, well, I thought so. So, if you don't laugh, you cry a lot. You know that?
Yes.
And,
exactly.
And it's okay. It's okay. Listen, God is good. And Bill and I know where we're headed. And anytime the Lord wants to take either one or both of us, we're I've got more people over on the other side of the Jordan than I do here. And I don't, you know, I've got a list of people I got to look up. In fact, I tell all my really good friends, I will meet you at the Eastern Gate.
So if
y'all don't get to Richmond, and I hope you do, but if you don't get to Richmond to see me, we shall meet at the Eastern Gate and pick up where we left off.
We shall.
We'll meet in the Byron Bar. Roberta, yes. You do not know how you have lifted my spirits this morning. Same. And
God, love you, sweetheart.
You know, just your humor, your realness, it brings a new perspective on the weird little problems I'm having right now. And it just makes me laugh and put them in perspective.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Not bad. Not bad. God love you.
Thank you, dear.
Well, thank you for including me. Thank you.
Listeners, we love you and we'll see you next time.
Well,
bye.
All right. Right back at you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.